The department have clarified that no money actually has been sanctioned for that ferry in Tory, and despite the assurances that were given that that is not the case, what is happening at the minute is they're revisiting a report that's been sitting on the minister's desk. It's commissioned 7 years ago, which looks at providing a state ferry to Tory Island, and they're looking at taking the first stage, but there has been no money allocated. There's been no decision to actually acquire this ferry, and the 4 million figure doesn't simply exist. Now, on top of that, as that announcement was being made, part of that was that the pier in Maharorti would also be expanded, and it was announced that 2.5 million would be provided for a breakwater there. It's also been confirmed today by the department that no money has been sanctioned for that project either.
This is extremely disappointing news for the people of Tory, but you have said that a committee will now be set up and will work with Donegal County Council to deliver these projects.
There's a major issue on Tory at this point in time, and that is because the department have sanctioned a new 5-year contract with a boat that is in excess of 40 years old. The residents on Tory have signed a petition saying that they don't want to use this service. What is now required is for the minister and his officials to go back onto the island of Tory and explain to the residents of Tory what is happening with the new contract that has been signed by the department that is going to kick in the 1st of April. And they need to listen to the concerns of the islanders out there who require this service.